perhaps one of the problems in the world today is that every country thinks it has God on its side. And as long as everybody struts about with that attitude, it isn't going to work. I don't think God could be on the side of anybody who's dropping bombs. Bob Dylan wrote a song which says it, which really says it. Oh, my name, it is nothing. My age, it means less. And the country I come from is called the Midwest. I was taught and brought up there, the laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. Ah, the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charged, the Indians fell. The cavalry. The Indians died. Ah, the country was young with God on its side. The Spanish American War had its day, and the Civil War too. Soon laid away, and the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. First world war, boys, it came and it went. The reason for fighting I never did get, but I learned to accept it with pride. Don't count the dead when God's on your side. And the Second World War, it came to an end. We forgave the Germans, and then we were friends. Germans now too have God on their side. Well, I've learned to hate Russians all through my whole life. If another war comes, it's them we hate them and fear them, to run and to hide, and accept it all bravely with God on my side. And now we've got weapons, all the chemical dust. If all of them were forced to,
I never ask questions when God's on your side. For many dark hours I've thought about this. Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss, but I can't sing for you. You've got to decide whether Judas Iscariot stop the next war.